The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State visits Indiana on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Terry Hutchins, CNHI Sports.
Morning, Coach. Just curious what your early thoughts are, having seen Indiana on film, maybe what concerns you, especially from an Indiana offensive standpoint.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, you know, watching the tape, they do a nice job. It seems like Indiana always plays really well at home. You know, you look at what they've been able to do the last couple of years at home, either getting big wins or playing people tough. Yeah, I think obviously offensively, I think the quarterback's playing at a much higher level right now, throwing for a high percentage, getting a lot of guys involved in the passing game as well. Obviously, the freshman running back, I think, has been a pleasant surprise for them, doing a really good job. And then they got a veteran, you know, coordinator and Coach DeBoer, who's been doing it, and I think as a coordinator, I think for like 18 years. So, you know, he's seen it all. He's been everywhere, and you know, that experience counts, and that experience matters.
And just as a follow up. I'm not trying to be flip with the question, but you're facing a defense that has allowed 6 touchdown passes in each of the last 2 weeks, and you have one of the best quarterbacks in the Big Ten. Do you kind of have to temper his enthusiasm in preparation this week?
No, we got tremendous respect, obviously, for what they do defensively. Got tremendous respect for Coach Hagan and Coach Allen, who's obviously very involved in the defense. They've gotten a lot of turnovers. I think that's been the key to their defense. So, you know, we're focused on, you know, the opportunities that we think we have and the challenges that we think we're going to face as well. And, you know, in terms of sacks, in terms of tackles for loss, and in terms of turnovers, they're as good as anybody in the country.
Thanks, Coach.
Once again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hi, James. I'm asking a couple of coaches today, just in light of Nick Bosa's decision to withdraw from Ohio State to get ready for the draft, even though he has eligibility left. Do you anticipate we're going to see this happen more often? I think Miles Jack did it a couple of years ago. I don't know if you've had that situation before with a player that projects to that level that has an injury, but do you sense this will be something that we see more of in the next few years?
Well, hopefully no, because hopefully guys are staying healthy with the rule changes and the way medicine has changed, hopefully not from that perspective. We'd like to see everybody stay healthy. I think, you know, the other thing I would say is, you know, you'd also like to, you know, hope and see, I hope that we get the situation at Penn State where we can provide all the necessary rehab and resources they need, as well as be able to finish up the semester academically, that just makes more sense, you know. But it's hard for me to speak on this situation because I don't know the details of it, but I would hope we could make an argument with kids and parents that, hey, you know, stay here, rehab, you know, get treatment, finish up academically, do all those types of things, you know, and at the end of the semester, you know, we'll all do what we got to do. But you know, again, that's from my perspective and not specific to this one because I don't know any of the details, but obviously I'm aware of it.
Gotcha. Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.